part four of The Buzz Bubble with Perry Fair at Gray Advertising in New York. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on The Buzz Bubble.
I was talking about agency conferences. I'm intrigued from one agency to the next. And you've made a couple stops.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about, you know, what you've seen from your early days at Wieden Kennedy to time at Shiat to what the culture really is about here at Gray.
Yeah, it's weird. I think the time I spent at Wieden really shaped kind of how I work now. You know, even though everyone was in an office, there was a huge feeling of collaboration. So I didn't have a problem walking into Joe Shan's office or bothering Jimmy Smith. And when I moved beyond that into, you know, like a shy, it's the same mindset. It was weird to actually see them in the same building. It really kind of helped out from the mindset of, you know, I like to create without ego and to sit around and hear the people that, you know, I basically learned the business from, talk to each other without that mask of I've done this and I've won this. And just to really have honest conversations and they hear them kill each other's work and compliment each other's work and add to it really helped fuel, you know, the kind of culture that I really wanted to be around in my agency life.
Well, I saw when I came in and I said, well, I'm here to see Perry. They didn't say Perry's office is down. I said, Perry sits in that area.
Yeah, I sit in the office. I sit at a desk with
everyone
else.
And just, you know, collaborating. Yeah.
And I like it. I mean, I think that, you know, I like being, you know, it's weird because I sit next to the chief, you know, digital officer. I sit next to a social listener across from a planner. You know, I like being around other media, but I like being around other people that don't necessarily do what I do. Because I love the input from different viewpoints that I never would have taken, you know, in if I was sitting with, you know, just with, you know, an art director or just with, you know, I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of creatives.
Right.
It just adds to the collaborative spirit. So the group that, you know, how we've set up our group is to really make it so that everyone can talk and be literally at arm's reach away from, oh, look, I have a question about production. Oh, let's talk about that. Hey, somebody get the media person over here. It just really makes it so that, you know, when an idea is in its infancy, it's surrounded by all the things that you needed to have to be successful versus coming up with it in a silo and then presenting it to your producer or presenting it to your, you know, to your media person. And by the time you get to that point, it's either baked, you know, beyond all recognition and people don't want to change it, or it's already been sold to the client and there's no more, you know, collaboration can no longer happen.
Right.
So I like to have, you know, I like to have people around me that can actually help shape the idea and make it, you know, as bulletproof as it's possible. I like, you know, just nice little village of people.
I don't see that more and more as I go from agency to agency and interview people that it's not department, it's team, brand, you know, the teams are together. And as you said, all the different parts are right here, as opposed to, well, take a 100-yard hike over to the media and see what they think when you get a chance.
Oh, have you talked to planning yet? No. It's like, oh, well, planning heard you talking and they turn their chair around and that conversation begins. And that's the part that really makes me, you know, excited.
I like that because it's embracing the type A short attention span that we all seem to have in this business. And I think we've all, like, I'm like a little embarrassed of it. People say, ooh, shiny, you know, and Kevin's distracted. But we're all kind of that way.
Yeah.
And it's very cool that that embraces that whole, well, let everybody hear about it. And if it's a cool idea, you know, type A will go, hey, well, did you think of doing this? That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the premise that, you know, an idea in our group isn't sacred. You know, we don't get that married to it. So it's, you know, it's the ability to be able to shape it and craft it to be something that, you know, you can get rid of all the things that are unnecessary and make it something that is really, really strong going out there. I mean, DirecTV is proof positive of that. So
that's very important.
It works.
Great. All right, let's talk a little about the biz in general.
Okay.
There's something last year or the past 6-18 months that has just kind of surprised you about our business. There's so much that goes on. Is there one thing that kind of was like, boom, wow, this was unexpected? And
this would probably be a very surprising answer. I actually thought that integration would happen faster.
We're still selling it as something new when we talk to our clients.
It's killing me. I thought it would happen faster. And it's like hearing, you know, we're on our last barrel of oil for like, you know, how many years have we heard the industry is dying and oh my God. But I think the thing that has surprised me the most is that that integration across the board has not happened. Has not happened sooner.
And why do you think that is? Is it, you know, because everything, I mean, it's hard to take all the traditional and push it back to digital, but it's a wonderful way to keep everything measured. And I just, when we sell it, and I'm sincere about it, because I believe when you put it all together, you've got power of a silo, you know, whether this silo is TV and this silo is digital and this silo is print. But when you put them together, it's just like,
That's my mindset. I feel like, you know, I wish I could crack the code on why it hasn't happened sooner. I know my belief system when it comes to work, I can't really, you know, dictate what other people think about how the business should run, but I tend to really believe that everything should be created all at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little unwieldy, but
not really.
Yes, we can wield it.
Not really. You know, I think that, you know, I think I look at some of the work I've done in the past, even the cube work was all thought up at television and digital were thought up in the same room at the same time and presented as a holistic plan. It wasn't the TV came first and then the banner showed up third and the app came fifth, and it was, you bought the idea, and within the idea, all of these things are here for you to look at, not buy the TV direction and then we'll come back with what we would do for digital. It's, if you buy into the platform, you buy into all of it. But also, if you don't like that, you don't kill the whole campaign. You just don't buy that piece.
Right.
And that, to me, is, you know, is real. I always say, once you've done it, it's actually almost addictive. So I've always wondered why it's taken.
It's also so powerful and effective. But yeah, I'm with you on that one. I didn't actually stop and think about it, but it is. Like, I thought it would be like an aha moment for the industry and the client side, and everybody goes, we got to be integrated with everything, you know, why aren't we? And
it's just a smarter campaign that allows for, you don't miss things. So if your user or your viewer sees it on broadcast and they go online and it's not there, you lose them. You know, if they're online and they see it on broadcast, you know, if they don't see it on broadcast, you lose them. If I'm walking on the street and I have my cell phone and I, you know, take a picture of it and I don't get anything back, then oop, you lost me there too. It's just, you know, there's so many, you know, I think that integration to me is, it's not from a brand perspective. It's how the user consumes your brand in their world versus how we want to, you know, show them how the brand should be, you know, ingested by them. So, I don't know.
We shall see. Now, I know you, I read, do my research. So you've been a judge at one club and both.
Yep. Integrated and digital.
Yeah.
And I'm judging the Art Directors Club Interactive, the Austin Addies, Atlanta Addies, and I've done the Philly.
Sure.
I do a lot of judging. Yeah.
After whatever that spare time
when
maybe.
I'm not, you know, with my two kids. You know,
I did see, you know, I was on Facebook one night and I see Perry is pulling his hair out or something. Like watching Dora for 8 hours and Blue's Clues for 8 hours. It was like, either Perry has some young kids or he's just
young kids. And with my laptop open and my pad on one lap and my laptop on the other and the TV running. Yeah.
That's the best way to be.
It is.
Like that.
That's it for part 4 with Perry Fair. Take a look at what's coming up on part 5.
There is a challenge that most people that look like me need to step up to, and it doesn't have to do with diversity, it has to do with the quality of the work.
Yeah.
And that to me is
absolutely,
if your work is great, make it undeniable that you should have the job. It should not be about, you know, the color of your skin or your gender.
Yeah.
On the Buzz Bubble.